Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right, let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Max McDowell, pull yourself together.
Okay.
What is wrong with you? Low energy Max McDowell.
I know. And luckily, I think low energy Max McDowell is decently high energy. So
okay, good. Okay. Well, you've got yourself a coffee.
I did, yeah. I went for four shots. So it's gonna hit me real quick.
Is it just like a four-shot Americano? I think we've talked about coffee before because you worked in a coffee shop, right? Yeah. Oh, my God. You're chugging it.
The first interview, we talked about coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just chugged four shots. I don't think I'm ready for you. How's that hitting you?
Yeah, I'm smiling.
Is there any sugar in there?
No, just black.
You're hardcore. You're over for State Fair Festival.
I am.
Have you ever been to an actual state fair?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it was a huge part of your life.
I've played a few state fairs.
Sure.
In the career. And I believe I went to a couple of state fairs when I was younger in Oregon.
I reckon in Oregon, though, they're classy affairs.
Maybe. I don't know.
But you're not getting possum on a stick at a state fair in Oregon.
No, I've never had possum on a stick.
Have you not?
No, have you?
Well, maybe you'll have it at state fair. I'm sure they don't have it at this state fair. But I do love a state fair because I think over here, we don't have states, so we don't have state fairs. But it's just not a part of the culture that we have here.
Why is it spelled that way?
Because the word fair, we do have village fairs here, which are ye olde worldy, and it's spelt that way.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, do you know Morris dancing or like maypole dancing, any of that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's kind of that vibe. Okay, like a fair here is kind of that vibe. But obviously they've taken the U.S. thing and blended it with the U.K. thing. But it sounds like it's going to be super fun. Do you like playing outdoors?
I do. Yeah, I like playing indoors, outdoors.
It doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah.
It doesn't change it?
No.
This lineup, State Fair lineup, it seems kind of perfect for you because we've talked before about how, you know, you fit in lots of different boxes and none, which is one of the reasons why we love you and why so many people that kind of have their ideas about what they like about country or rock or whatever, insert genre here. Mm-hmm. They still like you, even if you're not like in their kind of home genre. And this, you know, Stephen Wilson Jr., Kings of Leon, The Lumineers, Avery Anna,
Black Crowes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they all kind of somehow work together. And when you saw this lineup, you must have thought, yeah, that feels like home.
It's an honor. Honestly, this we are a direct support to the Black Crowes on the Big Top stage. And every artist on the slot, we've definitely played festivals where the divide has been a little bit larger.
Yes.
You know, like we played Pink Pop about a week ago, or I don't know, time doesn't make sense to me anymore, but
what is time? It's a concept.
I don't even know. But we played Pink Pop, and Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine played before me. Uh-huh. And I don't know if you're a Lord of the Rings fan. Are you a Lord of the Rings fan?
Yeah.
I'm a Lord of the Rings fan. And I like to talk about Tom Morello's set with his crowd like I'm looking out at an army of orcs chanting.
Okay. Yes.
And I'm about to go on stage. Mm. There's festivals like that where I feel like, oh, this might not be the best fit for me. But I go out and I do my very best. And it ended up being great. But my goodness, was I terrified. It was like, rah, rah.
Yes. Like, but that keeps you on your toes, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I ran
on
out
your
there.
Your sock-clad toes.
I was, like, slapping myself in the face before I went on stage. I was like, yeah, I got to get nuts.
Does it make... Yeah, give me five shots of espresso.
Five shots and even a little coconut milk if I'm feeling nuts.
Yes. Yeah, I can imagine that that feeling of, I've got to do what I do.
Yeah.
And yet, I've also got to take the crowd into consideration that's in front of me.
Yes, I have to kind of elevate it into the place. Like, I'm singing the same songs.
Yeah.
You know? But I think that depending on the show, some people don't really want a bunch of theatrics, you know? Mm. Whereas, like, after seeing all that and seeing the crowd just, like, headbanging nonstop. I was like, okay, I'm going to run out. And even though I'm singing Love Me Back, I'm going to jump down off the stage and like, you know, get the crowd all hyped up as much as I can.
Yeah.
But anyway, all that to say, I look at the State Fair lineup and I am extremely excited. It does feel like home for me.
Well, good. We can't wait for it. It's going to be great. And it's the first year of the festival as well. So yes. Everybody's excited to see what it is.
Are you going
to
be there?
I'm going to be there.
All right.
Yeah. You've been really busy since we saw you last. I think it was December, the last time that you were over here.
Yep.
And it's not that long since you've been here. So it seems like that, and we've talked about this before, like you also feel pretty at home in the UK now.
Absolutely. London statistically is in my top, I believe top five. For a while it was number one. But I think it hangs out in my top five cities in the world for my fan base.
And what about in terms of like to visit when you're not on stage? Because you must know it quite well by now.
Kind of. I really like the tube. I like the efficiency of it. I don't like it when it's really stacked up.
Yeah.
Like that gets a little crazy. But if it's super calm, it's a really cool way to get around. Like it allowed me to explore a lot further than I would in a more car-centric society.
It's quicker than a car as well.
Yeah. So like last time I was here, or maybe the time before that, I don't know. This is my third time. But I went to the Tower of London. And
Did you see the jewels? The crown jewels? They're at the Tower of
London. I did the whole tour, so probably at the end. But I was more
fascinated.
Sounds
like you weren't very impressed by the crown jewels
of the UK. I was too fascinated with the armor.
Yes.
The medieval stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm a geek.
That ties in. I mean, not exactly the same, but it feels under the same umbrella as your love of Lord of the Rings.
Absolutely.
And kind of all of that sort of stuff. Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
No, I never got into it, but I heard it's incredible.
Okay.
I just, yeah.
I feel like it's too far gone now for you to get into
it. Yeah, it's something I must have been born with, or maybe society gave it to me. I don't know. But but I always want to try to have my little things that I like, you know? I don't like to jump in, especially if I don't feel like I was there from the start. If I watch episode one of season one, like right when it released, whole different story.
You're in.
But I also like stories with good and evil. I like stories with a firm good and a firm evil where you can root for the heroes. Mm-hmm. And from all that I've heard and the snippets that I've seen of Game of Thrones, it's kind of a blurred line. Mm. And everybody that you're rooting for ends up just getting brutally killed.
Like life, man.
Yeah, I know, but I live enough life. I live life every day. I don't want to watch more sad life.
No, that's fair. That's fair. It's a huge time.
Which is really weird for me to say because horror movies are one of my favorite types of genres.
What horror movies? What's your favorite horror movie?
Top three, I'm going to go Conjuring, followed by Hereditary, followed by Sinister.
Okay, that's fair. See, I didn't know if you were going to go down like the Saw route.
No, so that's a little too real for me.
Because that's gore.
Yeah, it's a little too real.
When you are getting ready to go out on stage, like whether it's a festival or whether it's, you know, 60,000 people at the CMA Fest and your mic's going wrong and all the rest of it, do you ever just need a moment where
memory, by the way. Continue. But,
You take a moment where you just need to like center yourself, steady yourself, talk to yourself, feel your feet on the ground, insert whatever it might be. Like, do you need to do any of that sort of stuff?
For sure. I will get caught up in, especially just at these most recent shows, when you're hot all day and you're feeling a little tired and you're just sweating all day and you have to kind of reset your mind going into a show. Because when you play so many shows, it's very easy to lose sight of the individuality of every single
human.
Because
it just becomes like...
It's just a sea of humans.
Yeah.
Like, and it can become that.
Yeah.
And there have been shows that I've played where I haven't locked eyes or looked at anybody individually, and those are my least favorite shows because I'm just focused only in my head, and I'm all focused inward, and I'm not focused on how amazing it is that I'm here doing what I'm doing and taking it all in. And so what I do is I like to pray with my band before the show. And I just pray for, first of all, it always starts with, Lord God, thank you for another show and thank you for another day. And that's like the baseline. That's a baseline of gratitude. Like I woke up this morning, you know, something to be grateful for. And then I just try to, pray that no matter how many shows we play, it's kept on the forefront of my heart and my mind how grateful I should be for this career and for every single individual human that has their own life outside of this room that has decided to spend this time with me and that feels that my music has helped them in a way. I always try to, that's how I recenter myself. And then I'll, after that, I'll do box breathing. So I go in for 8 seconds, hold for 8 seconds, out for 8 seconds, hold, in. And that usually lowers my heart rate, kind of gets me my breath. It'll settle my breath as well so that I'm not gasping from the adrenaline and, you know, running around.
Yeah.
So that's always my tradition before every single show.
Yeah, box. I do box breathing.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
It's really nice. I could probably use some right now after those 4 shots.
Yeah. No. Well, see, if you hadn't had the 4 shots, you wouldn't need to do the box breathing. So,
but I also feel like wouldn't, you're but I also wouldn't be having this great now. Of a conversation. I'd be sitting here with my sunglasses on, just like.
You can put your sunglasses on. You. I've got sunglasses as well. I can put mine
Isn't
on.
Isn't it disrespectful, though?
They always hate it, though, when I do this. Look, he's already rolling his eyes because it really messes up the continuity.
Yeah.
When they're editing it. But we had to do this the other day as well because Midland Boys were in. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, like halfway through the.
Are they like an Eric Church type character? They always wear sunglasses?
Oh, always. Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. But I just realized like halfway through the interview, I was the only one without sunglasses and it just felt really wrong.
Do you feel like it's disrespectful to wear sunglasses throughout an airport?
Throughout an airport?
Mm-hmm.
Disrespectful to who? Who are you disrespecting in the airport?
I don't know.
Like, who's upset about it?
I don't know. Someone told me today, I walked into this restaurant in the airport, and one of the ladies working there was like, hey, it's not bright in here. You don't need your sunglasses. And I was like, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
I just got off an economy flight from Berlin. Thank you very much. Now bring me my eggs and toast.
Bring me my shots of espresso now.
No, I don't. Well, maybe.
I feel like eyes are so emotive.
They are.
You know? So, like, when you're talking to people, I like to not wear them. But sometimes, like, I just don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, no, well, know? That's fair.
And
enough.
That's when I wear enough. The sunglasses. But if someone comes up to me and they recognize me, I'll be like immediately just, oh, hey.
What did you say to the lady who said the thing about the sunglasses?
I said nothing. I'm non-confrontational, man. I don't want to stir
Bring
anything.
Bring me my check. Before you go, we've been loving Dunfor.
I have to go?
Well, you don't have to go. But look, tell us about Dunfor because we love it and we've been playing it. And so you
Thank
can tell you. Us about it and then I'll know more about it when I play it.
Dunfor is a song about my choice to bet my life on somebody early in my life. And it looks different for everybody, and it is in no way meant to be a judgment towards anybody that lives life differently. But the reason I wrote that song and the reason I chose the path that I'm on right now is because I looked into the future. You know, not like I have like a Palantir or anything that I can see into the future, but I looked into the future.
Tell us more about the future.
You want to know why I'm so successful?
Mm-hmm.
I have a future seeing orb.
Yeah, you know.
No, but I looked into the future and I saw just the chaos that this entire journey is going to bring. It's a lot of missing home and a lot of temptations on the road, weird decisions, lack of sleep. Like, it's just, it can be a little heavy on the mind, especially. And so I just wanted to basically secure the bag early. Done For is just about that decision. That's the main thing.
Okay.
And it's also, this is kind of the funnier part of it. The first verse is about some people in not only my daily interaction, but also some people in my family, extended family, not immediate family, but people were very questioning of my decision. So when I got engaged, it was like, well, don't you think, Max, like with everything that's going on in his life, don't you think he should like wait and kind of see what's out there and like kind of experiment a little bit? Mm-hmm. First of all, after I'm engaged, don't say that, you know? Like,
yeah,
I've made my decision. You don't need to tell me that you think that I should explore other things. But anyway, the final straw was this Uber driver. I got picked up from B&A in Nashville. And this Uber driver was like, what are you here for? And I'd just gotten off tour, 62 days. I was getting married in 4 days. And the Uber driver was like, what are you in town for? And I was like, oh, I'm getting married in 4 days. I'm just grabbing my tuxedo from here and driving up to Kentucky. And he was like, oh, okay. is it too late to convince you out of that? And I was like, what? And he was like, son, I've been in two marriages, and I'm telling you, it's not worth it. So the first lines of Done For is, they say you're only young once. You don't want forever, boy. You better sleep around while you can. So that's where that comes from. And then the rest of the song is just, you know, betting your life. I don't want to ruin all your plans, but I might need a lifetime. I know you don't really need a man, but I'd like to change your mind because you're the only finish line that I want to run toward. The second that I met you, I knew I was done for. So that's the whole song right there.
And, you know, trusting your gut as well.
Yeah,
knowing your own heart.
Yeah.
It's not even God, is it? It's heart.
I don't know.
All right.
Whatever you want it to be, man.
One last thing. Cameron Whitcomb and Avery Anna, you've collaborated with those guys.
Both.
And we love them as well. Mm-hmm. And I think... it works so perfectly, you guys together, because I think all of you in different ways kind of sit very comfortably in country and also sit very comfortably out of country as well.
I just heard a snippet of a new Avery Anna record that is so rock and it's so cool. And I was actually just talking about this with someone else, but to have peers in the industry like Cam and Avery, it feels like that company makes me feel so much less alone in this kind of genreless area that I'm sitting in. Like I'm in this like country to folk pop line, the spectrum that kind of each song kind of exists somewhere in that, right? Mm-hmm. And like they're doing their own thing too, and it's so like Cam has like some punk sensibilities to his music, and it makes me feel a lot better about kind of taking that, because it's a bit of a risk, especially if you keep exploring different areas. I've gotten a lot of comments that are like, Max, you're leaving the genre that built you, yada yada yada, and so it can be scary with that side of things. But to have people in the industry, especially friends like them, that are testing the limits on that as well, it has been hugely beneficial for me.
Lovely. We love them. We love you. We're so happy that you guys are all doing so well, because it's so nice to see people who are doing their own thing.
Thank you.
Doing really well. Yeah. All right, you got to go. We got stuff to do. You can't just hang around forever.
Do I?
Yes.
Fine.
No more coffee.
Fine.
See ya.
Okay.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.